This program is brought to you by Emory University.
This book report is brought to you by Emory Report.
My name is Rosemarie Garland Thompson. I'm a professor of women's studies at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia. My new book is Staring, How We Look. Staring, of course, is of great interest to everybody because everybody stares, and everybody's interested in their own staring behavior, but they're also very anxious about their own staring behavior because, of course, especially in the United States, staring is imagined as a breach of etiquette. It's the one thing that we always know about staring is that your mother told you never to do it. And the people that we are sometimes most tempted to stare at, the people who are most interesting to us, are the people that we haven't seen before, the people who are novel sights, the people who look different from what it is that we see, regardless of what those differences are. Disabled people actually have a lot more experience with being stared at or with a staring relationship than do non-disabled people, because non-disabled people are often not in a situation where they're around disabled people. So they don't have experience with visual interchanges between non-disabled and disabled people as much. But disabled people, especially those who are, and this is a word I invented for the book, starable, have a lot of experience. They are what I call experienced starees or veteran starees, and they've all developed strategies for being out in the world and managing visual relations so as to preserve their own dignity and also to relieve the starers who are nervous and anxious and often undone by their own urge to stare, to relieve those people of their anxiety and to manage the staring relationship so that it is predictable and goes in the direction that these starees, which is a word I also needed to invent, want. So I was interested in exploring this relationship of looking between people who aren't accustomed to seeing each other very often, and that's what makes staring happen. Another scene of staring is staring that takes place between a starer and a work of art. I have identified and featured a number of portraits that are painted of people with disabilities, of people who are spectacular starees, who are featured in portraits. For example, an artist named Doug Auld has painted a series of paintings of burn survivors who put themselves forward to be stared at through the medium of a portrait, so that the painter is actually helping to facilitate the staring relationship, which then becomes much more intentional than it might be if a starer and a staree encountered one another on the street. So it's a kind of aesthetic mediation that helps make more productive a staring relationship as a result of the art that lies between the starer and the staree.
The preceding program is copyrighted by Emory University. Please visit us at emory.edu.